Harper Audio presents Long for This World, The Strange Science of Immortality by Jonathan Weiner, read by Jim Meskimen. Copyright 2010 by Jonathan Weiner. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. If heaven too had passions, even heaven would grow old. Li Ho, a bronze immortal, takes leave of Han. Part 1. The Phoenix. I have immortal longings in me. William Shakespeare, Antony and Cleopatra. Chapter 1. Immortal Longings. Late August, late afternoon, cloudy bright. We'd taken a corner table at the Eagle, just inside the red door on Bennett Street. From there, the tavern's windows looked across to the tower of St. Bennet's Parish Church, the oldest tower in the town of Cambridge and the county of Cambridgeshire. The church's foundation stones were laid almost 1,000 years ago, when England was ruled by King Canute, son of the Viking king Sven Forkbeard, distant descendant of Gorm the Old. A tavern stood across from that church tower in the year 1353, with beer for 3 gallons a penny, with shops and markets up and down the street, then as now, and around the corner the spires of the University of Cambridge pointing at the same cloudy English sky. During the reign of Queen Elizabeth I, the tavern was called the Eagle and Child. Elizabethan scholars would have stared up at its gently swaying signboard and, gently swaying themselves, remembered the myth of Zeus, who swooped from the clouds in the shape of an eagle.